Hello, Colette here again. I just want to go through the course. You will all have a copy of the course outline. I just want to go over the outcomes of the course and the assessment associated with the course. Please, any questions, comments, issues, don't hesitate to email me, and you will have my phone number. At the end of this course, you will all be able to describe how HIV affects the immune system and how it leads to opportunistic infections. You will be able to develop a plan of care for people with HIV and AIDS. And it doesn't matter what setting you work in, either in the community setting or in a hospital setting or in a tertiary care setting. You will also be able to care or determine the needs of nurses involved in caring for people with HIV and AIDS. And in the earlier introduction, I talked about modelling standards of professional practice. Very, very important. You will also be able to integrate information that you have gained and share this knowledge with others. It's an important aim of the course. So the kind of things that we're going to be doing is, as I also said in the introduction, learning about the virus, the physiology of the virus. We will be talking about health promotion and the prevention of HIV and AIDS. We'll look a bit about statistics and trends, the history of the virus. We will also talk about legal, ethical, moral dilemmas in HIV care. We're going to do a little bit about the drugs involved in caring for people with HIV, but not a lot, because these drugs are changing rapidly. But basically what we will look at is how the drugs work on the cell at a cellular level. We're going to look at mental health issues, spiritual care, nursing care. We're going to look at the laboratory reports, what nurses need to know and why. You will be able to critique current literature. Now, there is a lot of information out about HIV and AIDS. There's a lot on the internet, and a lot of it is incorrect or really sus, and actually fuels some of the myths about HIV and AIDS. So you will, at the end of this course, be able to discern what is literature that is evidence-based and that you can rely on. And at the end of the course outline are some websites that the HIV AIDS Foundation in New Zealand have recommended as being of value, and they are the websites that they use. We will be talking about self-care for nurses. Nurses are traditionally not very good at caring for themselves, and so we're going to be focusing on this. Talking about what's available in the community, and we'll talk probably what would be a value is for each of you, because you will be from widely spread over New Zealand. Explore what's available in your area and share that with each other. We'll talk a little bit about alternative therapies, what's good, what's not. I have a guest speaker, Dr. Elizabeth Brooke Carr, whose PhD is about the AIDS quilts, and she may agree to come in for a synchronised session where we'll all be online together and you can hear Elizabeth and ask her questions. There will also be a session about a synchronous session where we're all together online about the issues for women and children. And I am planning at this stage for a panel session with people who actually have HIV and AIDS and their partners or the people that live with them, so you can ask them questions, find out the perspectives, you know, what it's actually like living with this virus.